Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Tony Upoff, CEO of ThomasNet, ThomasNet.com, and I encourage you to go there and check it out. And he's here. Tony is here with the ThomasNet Manufacturing Perception Report, the 2019 report, a national survey of what people think about American manufacturing. And Tony, thanks again for being here. One of the things that I've been harping on for a long time is this, you know, we talk about technology transfer government, state, and other support of research, and then transferring it over to the marketplace. America has done a great job of that. What we haven't done a great job of has been training our people for 21st century jobs. And your respondents had something to say about that, didn't they?
Boy, did they, Jim. So nearly 80%, actually 79% of Americans think the government should provide some sort of funding to be used to support apprenticeship initiatives. And as you know, Jim, from being close to this industry, the apprenticeship term is a legacy term here. But part of what we're seeing happening is there's an enormous skills gap shortage. Right now, the estimates is about 1.5 million open jobs in U.S. manufacturing.
Yeah.
The projections are in the next 5 years, that could balloon as high as 2.5 to 3 million open jobs.
That's industry and economic headwind, isn't it, basically?
Boy, is it, right? And it affects our competitiveness. It affects so many different things. But to your point, these are evolving jobs. So the old model of are these white-collar jobs or blue-collar jobs is not the right question. They're new-collar jobs, meaning
right.
These are high-tech jobs. They are in manufacturing. And so they, in many cases, are requiring a different set of skills, not completely different, but, you know, they still require
mechanical and engineering skills. These are good-paying jobs, but increasingly not requiring a college education.
Exactly right. And so this is where apprenticeships, I think, building up again the benefits of a two-year program, trade schools. You know, you and I have talked about this before. I think with good intentions, but, you know, 20, 30 years ago, the pendulum swung so radically towards the idea that everybody needed a four-year education because it was all going to be knowledge work and manufacturing wasn't going to exist in this country. Well, guess what? The economists were wrong. 100% wrong.
Yeah.
And so I think we took some steps to overemphasize that, number one. Number two, you know, a four-year degree program isn't for everybody, but even more to your point, boy, these are incredible jobs. They're high-paying jobs. They're mm-hmm. careers. They're not just a temporary job while you look for something else. These are really great opportunities out there. So I'm thrilled that more and more Americans are aware of that, and I'm also thrilled that they see both the opportunity to provide more focus on apprenticeships, but also, you know, there's a downside risk here if we don't get after some of these things, because guess what? Those jobs will go elsewhere.
That's exactly right. Tony, I want to make sure we get to the big number that I really like seeing in your survey. The big number, 87% of your respondents said strong manufacturing is important to national security. I love that number. I'm so glad to see that.
Yeah, and you know, Jim, we when we launched the study, that, you know, the survey, that was a question we asked. That is up a little bit. I think it probably is something that more and more Americans can connect. They understand it. And, you know, the thing that's interesting to us is across the sample, you have, you know, I heard your conversation, a bit of it, with Pam Danziger.
Uh-huh.
Loved it, by the way. You know, you and I have touched on the fact that we live in a multi-generational workforce today. The millennials are of equal weighting in the workforce now as the baby boom generation. And so I'm thrilled to see that sense as a younger generation comes in and understands the complexity and implications of this question. You know, it's important that we have a robust manufacturing economy for a lot of different reasons, not the least of which is it really, really helps us as we think about our role in the world and also national security.
Well, there's no question about it. And, Tony, this is an outstanding report. Can they find it at the website?
You bet. Yeah, thomasneck.com. And feel free to subscribe also to Thomas Industry Update, which is a free daily email newsletter
right.
by about 400,000 industrial executives.
So check that out, folks, thomasneck.com. Hey, Tony, good job today. Come back soon.
Will do, Jim. Thanks again.
Tony Uphoff, ladies and gentlemen, with Thomasnet, thomasnet.com. Check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.